on Wednesday day, and then how important was it to have another good performance today, this afternoon?
It was really good. Putting back-to-back wins together is, you know, it's never easy, but I liked our game for most of it, and I thought they came out strong. We gave a couple odd man rushes, but from there we managed the game and played strong defensively, made the right reads, and jumped when I needed to. So that's why we got the win tonight.
What can you say about Eric Conway? Hasn't played in 17 days and comes back in, puts up a shutout for you guys.
Yeah, obviously 17 days off, it's got to be tough to come in, but he played unbelievable, and you know, it was great to see him get the shutout, and I thought we were very confident with him in the net, you know, the way he's been for us all year, so it was great to see him get rewarded with the shutout.
You showed a lot of emotion in the last game when you scored a goal. You'd gone about 9 games without scoring, and it was nice to see you contribute on the score sheet in that way. And was it like a weight off your shoulders to kind of be able to contribute in that manner?
Maybe a little bit, but I don't know. I like how I've been playing for the most part, so it's tough to score every night in this league, so there's going to be times in a 76-game season that you go stretches here and there without scoring. But, yeah, you know, I like how my game's going, so yeah, I'll just keep doing that.
I know they showed you on the Jumbotron that you set the Manitoba Moose record for most points as a rookie. What does that mean to you?
It's awesome, but I think it goes to show how our team's been all year and why we're in first place in our division, and you know, the things that are going to set us up for a playoff run. So, yeah, for me, it's great to you know, see that result in, you know, good stats and good numbers. But you know, the wins are what it's about, and it's why we're having a successful year.
So then, what can you take on today's win into tomorrow's game?
We can just keep building. I think. You know, 2 wins in a row, obviously, room to get a third. So this will be big if we can get a win tomorrow. And then we kind of got a week to regroup before that final little stretch. So, yeah, they're going to come out fast and strong. And so we're going to have to match that intensity. And, you know, we're going to do a lot of the same things we did today. So we're excited for tomorrow.
You spent a lot of time playing on wing with Patan and Rossovic earlier this year when they were both down here. You've played a lot with Buddy Robinson this year. And lately you've been paired with Cormier and DeLeo. What do those two bring out in your game, and how does your game differ playing with them versus your past line mates?
I think for me, my game stays the same no matter who I'm playing with, but obviously playing with Patan and Rossovic, two of the most skilled guys in the league, so I just got to do the things, you know, that make me effective playing with them, kind of keeping it simple and, you know, making some of the harder plays, I guess, that they can use their, you know, their skill to get pucks back and those types of things. But, yeah, now with playing with Cormier and DeLeo, I think, you know, we're working well as a line because we're all, you know, we're working hard, and that's the foundation of our line. And from there, you know, we have skill too, and we can let that take over once we recover pucks and make strong, hard plays and, you know, not hold plays and turn pucks over.
Not everybody's a good shooter and a good passer. You're one of the unique guys that can kind of do both. But do you feel, you know, are you more of a trigger man playing with those two? Are you more of a setup guy, or is it the same?
You know, I think playing with Rossovic and Patan, there were just times that I got pucks, you know, in the slot, and great scoring opportunities were then, you know, shooting's the only option kind of when you got a really good look. But maybe I get a little more scoring chances playing with those high-skilled guys, but it doesn't mean the goals don't come and the points don't come when we're playing the right way. It doesn't really matter who you're playing with, as long as, you know, you're doing the things that make you successful individually and as a team. You know, that's when you get rewarded with the offense.
Has anything changed for you over the course of the year? I mean, you started the year in the bottom six. You've obviously long ago established yourself in the top six. But, you know, is anything changing for you defensively? Or do you feel you're progressing in all ways, not just offensively with the points that are coming?
Yeah, I think confidence is one thing that's came a long way now that we're at, you know, game 55 or whatever it is. So, yeah, like from there, my game kind of grows in all three zones. I'm confident defensively with the puck and building my speed through the neutral zone. And then, you know, I'm not fearful of making plays and, you know, sometimes danger zones, but try to make the high percentage play because you don't want to turn pucks over in this league because they're in the back of your net real quick. So, yeah, for me, confidence is the only thing that's really changed since the start of the year.